I want to talk about vulnerability this week. The topic was triggered by a couple things, both my own personal experience and the release of Brené Brown's brand new book called Daring Greatly, how the courage to be vulnerable transforms the way we love, live, parent, and lead. So it's a brand new book. But it was synchronistically dropped into my Kindle application this week because I needed it desperately. So before the book arrived, I was triggered. I came out of a really busy late summer, which is sort of standard for people up here. Really busy late summer, just running. And then my life did not go as planned. I had a workshop cancel. I had a beloved colleague who's moving on to a new job that I really count on. I had a big project coming to an end, and I don't know what's next. Mm-hmm. And all that together, I think with just the busyness of the past late summer, I just got triggered big time. And it's uncertain. My life is uncertain. Everything, and I felt very vulnerable and afraid. And how did I let this happen? I shouldn't have. I planned more. And of course, this triggered a sleepless night. And really sleepless. And I was, you know, tossing and turning and ruminating, which I have learned since in a book about women, that we're actually more hardwired to ruminate. So,
oh, great.
We come by it naturally. It's like, yeah, I just got onto it and you're chewing it and chewing it and chewing it. Like, great. This is so helpful. The good news is at some point in the night, I thought, you know, everything I'm worrying about is not here and now right now.
Exactly. What can you do at that moment?
Right here now, I'm safe in bed at my sister's house. Go. And I started beating myself up. I thought, no, that's also not helpful. So the good news is I was able to take some of the training I've had over the couple of years and use it in the moment and just kind of calm myself down and say, I have a lot of blessings. I have a lot to be grateful for. So I got through the night. However, my reflexive response to uncertainty, which is not uncommon for many of us, is to toughen up and try to control what's uncontrollable, you know, deal with the uncertainty. So I'm on the phone first thing in the morning, telling my husband, okay, here's how we're going to, you know, and it was not a pleasant conversation. It was a little, I was definitely hard. I was definitely trying to, you know, make it all work. And I was angry that we were in the situation we were in. Okay, so synchronistically that day, I had pre-ordered this book, Daring Greatly, which landed in my Kindle app. So I opened it on the airplane, and I'll tell you, almost cried. It was just like coming home. It's like, oh my God, this is the disease that we have, is when we encounter vulnerability, instead of allowing ourselves to feel and connect around that, instead we do all these other defensive mechanisms to not be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Whereas vulnerability is the center of meaningful human connection. It is what we are. And even though you might say, I don't do vulnerability, au contraire.
you do it one way or the other.
It's one way or the other, right? We either deny it or it, you know. So for me, I mean, my traditional habit has been to control, you know, to control what I experience as uncontrollable and to get angry, which this is also in this book. She talks about how, let me just read a quote that just summarized my conversation with my husband that morning. Worrying about scarcity is our culture's version of post-traumatic stress. It happens when we've been through too much, rather than coming together to heal, which requires vulnerability. We're angry and scared and at each other's throats. And I thought, well, of course, that's what happened. Instead of really saying, wow, I'm really scared about the situation right now. I don't know how it's going to unfold. I don't know what I do with this. But instead, I'm like, okay, let's go do this, go do that. How did we get here in the first place? And, you know, which of course, so I was hard and angry and at his throat, as opposed to saying, you know, this is really hard for me right now. Mm-hmm. Whole different level of connection. And that's why vulnerability is sort of the essence and key of real meaningful connection. And yet it's so hard. It is so hard. You know, when you see somebody, on stage or, you know, talking or on the radio, and you know they're being true. They're letting themselves be seen. They're letting they're being vulnerable. And we think, mm-hmm. Oh, what courage. I remember I gave a talk on a teleconference once, and people saying, oh, you're so courageous. Like, what did I do? Well, I just told the truth of my vulnerability, and it's like, oh yeah. And yet we don't want others to see us. I mean, that's so cool that they did that, but I don't want you to see me. So the question is, how do we deal with the uncertainty? The other thing that I thought was interesting in this book, because I was dealing with scarcity, and the traditional training I've had is the opposite of scarcity is abundance, which Brené Brown doesn't believe. She says that that's two sides of the same coin. It's all about having enough. Like, I don't have enough of scarcity and abundance. I have more than enough. And she goes, that's not really the question. It's not about enough. The question is, am I already enough? And so that's wholeheartedness. That's I'm already enough. So that, you know, I come at this with compassion and courage and connection. I face uncertainty knowing I'm enough already. So it's not, you don't let your self-worth get all entangled with the situation. And we all, believe it or not, live in uncertainty. We like to pretend we don't, but we really don't know how today and tomorrow and next week will unfold. Right. And we can't do this alone. We have to have the courage to allow ourselves to feel what's really going on, to acknowledge it, and to know that it's normal, it's human, and actually to feel it is a place of strength. And then, in my situation, once I had read her words and calmed down and sort of got the truth of my own vulnerability in that, then how do I open up and connect with trusted friends about what's going on for me? And just, it's amazing how that just is like a salve. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not in this alone. I feel it. I acknowledge it. Doesn't mean I still can't think about what to do, but I do it from a different place. I don't do it from fear. I do it from grounded. I do it from connected. I do it, you know, in a much more, I think, powerful place. You think about it. I think of when I'm operating out of fear, it's my mini-me. It's my less strategic, you know, let's just do something stuff. So the question is for me, and I think for all of us, and this is what her book talks about, how is my fear of vulnerability holding me back? Holding me back from stepping into what I'd love to make happen, but I'm afraid it won't work. Stepping into relationships in a little bit more powerful way. Brené Brown talked about how someone came up to her and said she reminded him of a Harry Potter character, Snape, teaching the how to navigate the dark arts. And she happens to love Harry Potter. And she said, oh my, that reminds me of that quote, is only when we're brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. That's in Harry Potter. Only when we're brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. So how do we embrace, understand our vulnerability, know it's part of the human condition, and that when we feel it, allow ourselves to really feel, we have so much more power as human beings, so much more capacity to connect. And anger, if we feel anger, to know that anger is actually a secondary emotion over top of fear and shame. Yeah. And that really helps. So when you're encountering someone with anger, what's below the anger? And when you're feeling anger, what's below the anger, which is, you know, anger is one of my favorite, most used emotions. So yeah, that was really very helpful. So what she talked about for herself is she's doing these things on YouTube and these books, and of course, all kinds of pot shots are coming her way. People are saying, well, you're fat, and what do you know, and you're ugly, and I mean, really, literally saying these things. And she says, it's been really, really hard, but that's why this daring greatly is why she's writing, because when we really still choose to show up as our full selves, when we choose to allow ourselves to be seen and to know that not everybody's going to be in the arena with us, they're going to be at the sidelines throwing tomatoes, but still choosing the brave path, the courageous path, the authentic path, then we feel like we'll have a life well lived. So she, in her last TED talk, she said she was just terrified. You know, all these wonderful presenters, and she's one of the last ones, and you know, what do I know, and am I enough? And she said she has a little prayer that she uttered to herself, and I love this prayer, so it's going to go on my screensaver. God, give me the courage to show up and let myself be seen.
Thanks, Marsha.
Thank you.